Yo, 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 welcome to the super epic and swaggy lit podcast. Hashtag Gucci Gang. All right, anyways, by definition, slang is a type of language that consists of words and phrases that are regarded as very informal, are more common in speech than writing, and are typically restricted to a particular context or group of people. Language is becoming more and more complex as each generation adds to the dictionary. So, forever ago, the word good was invented. The word good is in every dictionary. It's a basic word, but each generation has a different word for it, a different synonym, like tubular or radical or Gucci or lit, and they all mean the same thing. So, why we have to have so many words that just mean one thing, I don't know, but that's what we do to prove that we are different from other generations. So to show this, I interviewed 4 different age groups of people, an elementary schooler, a teenager, someone in their 40s, and someone in their 60s, and I asked all of them to define the same words, and then once it's over, we'll be able to see the variation of these different generations.
I'm 15.
I'm 9 years old.
42.
Hi, I'm a grandma, and I am 64 years old.
It's like this song, Gucci Gang, and then it just like means good.
Gucci is like a expensive brand, so when someone says, that's Gucci, they mean, that looks expensive.
Gucci means fancy.
Gucci's a brand name of clothing, purses.
Flexing is when you're really just showing off, like, all the, like, bougie stuff you got.
Flexing is where they're strong and they're showing their muscles.
Flex means expensive, like, if you were flexing on me with your car, you'd be driving a Corvette and I'd be driving my minivan.
I think I'm going to flex my muscles and I'm going to be really strong.
Savage is when you do something kind of wild and people are like,
Savage would be like if someone jumps off a cliff, that's so savage.
Savage means like beast mode, like you're an animal. You're just going at it, trying really hard.
I think it means really mean and gothic looking.
YOLO means you only live once, so people just say it before they do something stupid.
YOLO sounds like a brand of yogurt.
YOLO is you only live once, like as in, I'm ziplining, YOLO!
YOLO, I think it means, hello, can you go, hello.
Yeet is like ya yeet, so it's like just a cooler way of saying yes.
Yeet means where you just do something without thinking about and just say yeet.
Yeet is like, yeah boy, yeet.
Yeet, I think it means like eek, I don't like that, get it away from me.
Esketit means let's get it, and you say it when you're like getting ready to do something really cool to pump yourself up.
Sket means like fun and cool.
Esketit means let's get it.
Get it. I esketit yesterday for breakfast.
When people say they really be wild in, that means, I can't with them. They are crazy.
When someone is really wild and they're just running around.
Wildin' is like a verb. I'm having fun.
Wildin'. When I'm wildin', I'm acting really crazy.
Skirt is when, like, you make a mistake, but, like, you can't really do anything about it, so you're just like, skirt, skirt.
When you fall inside on the floor, you go, skirt.
Skirt is like, hurry along.
Skirt. Like, run away. Run away really fast. Like, I'm gonna skirt away.
Alright, that's it. So, as you can tell, each generation had a different definition for each word, based on the age group that they were in, and based on if they had heard the words or not. And that's it. Hopefully you learned something, learned a new word, and yeah, catch you on the flip side. Peace out.